conversation with Sally Dischler. How are you?
I am great today.
Good. How's the show going? We're kind of in the middle of it. And what stuff have you seen? What are some surprises and highlights that you've seen so far?
I've seen some excellent speakers. The breakout session this morning was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it was really good to get a comfort level of what's going on with blockchain, we're not going to disappear. So real good information there that kind of put me at ease at some of those things.
Indeed. Are there any other highlights that you, because I've seen you're attending different sessions. Mm-hmm. Is there any sessions that kind of stand out for you, or what are you looking at?
I really like the Q's executive top five. Mm-hmm. And their presentations. Mm-hmm. I thought they did a wonderful job. It was really interesting. What I'm really getting information on is what the future holds as far as technology. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. For us. How do we deal with technology, the security, and the payment systems?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, the payments.
That's scary.
Yeah, heads are spinning.
We're going to go there. And how do we play a role for our members in that mm-hmm. payment systems? How do we become top wallet with our cards? Mm-hmm. So I got some really good ideas on how to try to accomplish that with our members.
Yeah, I can imagine from a member's perspective, all the payments thing, because you got Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung Pay, all the pays. I mean, mm-hmm. it's I'm paid out almost. But I mean, but a credit union is there as their resource to kind of help them, guide them through all this, what's right, what's wrong, all that type of stuff, I could imagine.
Yeah. And we need to do a lot of education. You talk mm-hmm. about credit unions doing financial education with our youth, financial education in the colleges. Mm-hmm. We need to do financial education on how to handle the payments, the wallets, mm-hmm. the cards, mm-hmm. and how to use the technology that's out there.
Yeah, it was like Lee Wetherington's presentation. He introduced the Amazon wand, where you can go through a store and go, bing, I want that, I want that, I want that. And all of a sudden, you're in debt.
One of those wands.
Well, it's very dangerous. Yeah.
I want one.
Exactly. Well, the next thing you know, you're like $10,000 in debt because of this wand. But what he pointed out was that a credit union can be there to, hey, you know what, let's spend. You can spend, but let's do it smartly.
Mm-hmm.
So, good stuff.
That's what we need to really teach our members. And I have children in their teens, so they're very into the technology. And years ago, the first thing they said is, why can't I have my picture on my debit card? And it's like, well, we don't do that. And they're like, that's crazy. That is so far removed of what that generation and those kids are looking mm-hmm. for today. Mm-hmm. It's like right now, and everything is fast, easy, and convenient.
Yep. But there's a double-edged sword there with the fast, easy, convenient. Yeah. Then there's the fraud part where if it's fast, easy, and convenient for us, then you can imagine what the fraudsters are doing.
Mm-hmm. And I think the fraud comes back to the credit union. I don't think the young people are really thinking about
They're not
fraud.
Aware of it. Yeah.
They're not aware of it. Mm-hmm. They're not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So we have to meld the two. The fast, easy, convenient with the fraud protection.
And that's where the education comes in mm-hmm. you were talking about. Very cool. So I want to switch gears a little bit. Okay. You were inducted into the Q's Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Yes.
How's that
Thank
feel?
You. It feels great. I am really honored to be inducted. I've been in the industry for 40 years. I think I have a pretty unique story on becoming a CEO of a credit union mm-hmm. in that I graduated high school. At the age of 17, I showed up for work the first day at a credit union, which I did not know what a credit union was. 6 employees, $5 million in assets. Uh-huh. And the first thing they did was drive me back to my high school, an hour away. I had to find my mother, and I had to get a work permit.
Oh, really? Oh,
so
my
that
God.
Was my first day wow. of work at a credit union. And over the last 40 years, I like to say I grew up with the credit union. When I started, it was one savings account, one loan account. There were not, obviously, computers. Everything was hand posting. Mm-hmm. And when we implemented share draft accounts, I saw how that was done. When we implemented credit cards and business lending and so forth. So I have grown up with the credit union. And now I look at getting on to looking at retirement, but coming here and seeing all the neat things that are coming, I'm like, I'm not ready to retire. I want to stick around for another 9 years and see all of this unfold and see what happens. It's always been exciting for me. 40 years ago, and it still is today. I just have the passion.
It's kind of, it's fun almost, it you is. Know, whereas probably 20 years ago, or maybe even 30, well, maybe even 10 years ago, it was just kind of like, hey, we're visiting the branch, we're gonna make a transaction. Now it's just this mobile stuff and on all this, it's really fascinating and fun in a way.
It is. It used to be more fun until we got all the regulations.
Well, and then there's that. Bit,
but
bittersweet.
It's challenging and it's rewarding, not only for me personally and my development, but I can look at members that I helped, you know, 30 years ago and see where they're at today, still with the credit union and thankful that we've been there through all of their life events.
That's what it's all about, those relationships. Key, indeed. Yes. All right, wrap-up question for you. Okay. I'm going to have you get out your crystal ball here.
All right.
How do you see 2016 was a pretty good year. How do you see 2017 shaping up, if you can even venture into that realm, if we have some idea of how 2017 is going to shape up?
From the financial aspect, I think credit unions will continue to see the increased growth assets, loan growth, the consumer demand is still there. And for Heartland Credit Union, I see us putting more work and resources into technology. How do we take our current processes today and structure them, refine them so that they will work on our mobile channels?
Right. Which are so, so important if we want to get those millennials again.
Yeah,
it always comes back to those millennials. My gosh. All right. Sally, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Congratulations again. Well deserved. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good job.
Right.
There she is. Hall of Fame.